Good morning, this is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjit Kaur with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates Nepal's leader Balendra Shah on his electoral victory, conveys India's commitment to work for mutual prosperity of two countries. US President Donald Trump threatens to escalate military action if Tehran attempts to block oil shipments through Strait of Hormuz. Brent down by about 8.5% at $92.50 a barrel today. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says his country will deploy military surveillance aircraft to West Asia and send missiles to UAE. And in FIH Women Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers, India held to 2-2 draw by Scotland in Hyderabad. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Chairman of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamichani, and Senior Leader of the RSP, Balendra Shah, on their electoral victories and the RSP's resounding success in the Nepal elections. In his telephone conversations with them, Mr. Modi conveyed his best wishes for their forthcoming new government and India's commitment to work with them for mutual prosperity, progress and well-being of the two countries. The Prime Minister expressed confidence that with joint endeavours, India and Nepal relations will scale new heights in the years ahead. In Nepal, counting for 165 seats under the first-past-the-post system is complete and counting for proportional representation is underway. Under the first-past-the-post system, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has won in 125 constituencies, Nepali Congress won 18 seats, UML has 10 seats and NCP has won 8 seats. RPP has won 1 seat, Shram Sanskriti Party has won 3 seats and an independent candidate has won 1 seat. The Election Commission had completed the counting of nearly 90% of the votes cast under the proportional representation system. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the government is closely monitoring the emerging developments in West Asia and relevant ministries are coordinating to ensure effective response. Making a statement in Rajya Sabha regarding the situation in West Asia, Dr. Jaishankar said that given the severity of the situation, the government is working to ensure that both the security and the safety of the citizens are protected. He said the government believes that dialogue and diplomacy continue to pursue to de-escalate the situation.
India is in favor of peace and urges a return to dialogue and diplomacy. We advocate de-escalation, restraint and ensuring the safety of civilians. Two, the well-being and security of the Indian community in the region is our priority. We will continue to work with the governments of the region towards that end. And three, our national interest, including energy security and trade flows, will always be paramount. I'm confident, sir, that the government has the full support of this august house on this matter.
The Indian Embassy in Qatar has informed that around 1,000 Indians stranded in Doha on transit or short-term visits have departed on Qatar Airways flights over the past 3 days. It added that Qatar Airways operated a Doha-New Delhi flight yesterday in which more than 300 Indian passengers travelled to India. US President Donald Trump has threatened to escalate military action against Iran if Tehran attempts to block oil shipments through the Strait of Hormuz, while at the same time predicting the conflict could end sooner than expected. Speaking at a news conference, Mr. Trump said American forces had already inflicted serious damage on Iran's Air Force and Navy and suggested the war could conclude well within the initial 4-week time frame he had outlined. Iran's Revolutionary Guards responded swiftly, warning they would not allow, in their words, 1 liter of oil to leave the region if US and Israeli strikes continue. A guard spokesperson declared that it is Iran, not Washington, that will determine when the war ends. We have a report from our West Asia correspondent.
Tense exchanges between the United States president and the Iranian regime fueled market volatility, driving wild swings in global energy prices. Brent crude futures spiked nearly 29% during the session, brushing $120 a barrel before pulling back, but still logging their strongest close since 2022. In short, prices have eased from the peak but have not fully reversed. They are still elevated by historical standards and compared with the levels just a few weeks ago. U.S. President Donald Trump said he spoke directly with Russian President Vladimir Putin, announcing Washington will waive some oil-related sanctions on select countries to ease the supply crunch. Other measures under discussion include additional releases from the United States Strategic Reserve and possible curbs on American crude oil exports. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. You're listening to the World News. Brent was down by about 8.5% at $92.50 a barrel. U.S. traded oil also fell around 9% to $88.60 a barrel. The prices are still about 30% higher than they were at the start of the conflict. The drop follows U.S. President Donald Trump's remarks that the war will be over very soon. Asian markets appear to have been given a boost by the dip in oil prices in early trade. Japan's Nikkei 225 index was up by 2.8% and South Korea's Kospi exchange rose by more than 5%. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has said that his country will deploy a military surveillance aircraft to West Asia and send missiles to the United Arab Emirates, but will not put troops on the ground in Iran. Australia's military support would help the Gulf countries defend themselves against unprovoked attacks from Iran, Albanese said, stressing Australia was not a protagonist. He said Australia will deploy one of its Boeing-manufactured E-7A wedge-tail airborne early warning and control system aircraft for an initial 4 weeks to protect the airspace above the Gulf countries. Advanced medium-range air-to-air missiles would be provided to the United Arab Emirates following a phone call with President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, he added. Around 1,15,000 Australians were in West Asia when the conflict began 11 days ago, and 2,600 Australians have now returned home by commercial flights as several Gulf cities came under Iranian bombardment. Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump discussed the U.S.-Israel war on Iran and Ukraine conflict during a telephone call, the Kremlin said. Putin's diplomatic adviser, Yuri Ushakov, said that both world leaders held an hour's call in their first talks since December and Washington sought the discussion. In FIH Women Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers, India were held to a 2-2 draw by Scotland in their second Pool B match in Hyderabad last evening. Indian team was in a strong position, leading 2-1 at half-time, but Scotland staged a late comeback to level the score in the third quarter and snatch a point. The Hyderabad meet was one of the two qualifying tournaments for the Women's Hockey World Cup alongside another event in Santiago, Chile. The teams finishing first, second and third in both Hyderabad and Santiago will earn direct qualification for the 2026 Women's Hockey World Cup. In the Swiss Open Badminton Tournament, Indian stars H.S. Pranoy and Kidambi Srikanth will spearhead the Indian Challenge starting in Swiss city of Basel today after two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu gave a miss as she recovers from the three-day ordeal in Dubai. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates Nepal's leader Balendra Shah on his electoral victory, conveys India's commitment to work for mutual prosperity of two countries. U.S. President Donald Trump threatens to escalate military action if Tehran attempts to block oil shipments through Strait of Hormuz. Brent down by about 8.5% at $92.50 a barrel today. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says his country will deploy military surveillance aircraft to West Asia and send missiles to UAE. And in FIH Women Hockey World Cup 2025-26 qualifiers, India held to 2-2 draw by Scotland in Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.